Well, a newspaper man tricked Jane into giving her real name while he was interviewing her as Mrs. Average Player, assistant to Mr. Jackson, the bridge instructor. Pictures were also taken. As our scene opens now, we find Jane, Mr. Race, and Marge, a stunned trio, standing in the middle of the living room, staring aghast at the front page of the evening paper.
How on earth, Jane? I thought it was all a big secret who you were. How did this happen?
Marge, I crossed my fingers and hoped to die. I didn't know a thing about this.
Oh, stop it. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me you didn't deliberately pose for this picture. It's as plain as the nose on your face.
Yes, isn't it? I never saw such terrible pictures. The only good thing is that they're so terrible that people won't know me. Isn't that a good thing, dear? Aren't they terrible? Aren't they, dear?
Here.
The wife of the local real estate man.
What?
Look at that. The wife of the local real estate man. She never finesses. It makes her nervous. She always reads the first card on the right. She's the wife of the local real estate man.
Oh, stop being so dramatic. You've got to do something about this.
What would you suggest? A rope or just carbon monoxide?
Oh, well, the phone. I'll answer it, dear.
She says she doesn't know how this got into the paper.
Doesn't know. They tied her up and took these pictures, I suppose.
Just a minute. It's for you, dear.
Hi. Who is it?
I don't know. He just said Mr. Ace.
Oh, hello? Yes, this is Miss... Who is this? Now, Wait. I don't know your wife. I never met her, and I never met you. I don't care how your wife plays bridge. I don't see what it's got to do with me, and you don't have to get so... Oh, you will. Well, I could do a little block knocking off myself.
What heaven's name is that?
Yes? You and who? Who is it? Just give me your name. Oh, go fly a kite. Well, that's a fine thing. You see what you've done?
Mm-hmm.
A guy says I'm responsible for his wife's bridge game being ruined.
What?
How do you like that? Blaming this thing on me, going to knock my block off. As if I had anything to do with it, why, I'll knock him so hard.
Oh, now, dear, you know you can't.
Who can't? Don't tell me. Who did you think he is picking fights with me?
Now, you know you can't fight, dear.
You stay out of this.
Well, all right, you'll see. If you get a black eye, don't say I didn't tell you.
I've got a black eye. You gave it to me. Look at this paper. Look at those pictures.
Oh, Jane, why did you tell him who you are?
I didn't, Marge. I swear I didn't. Everybody kept calling me Mr. Average Player. He tried to find out my name, but I wouldn't tell him.
Well, somebody told him. There it is.
How did he find out? I don't know. And he's such a nice fellow, too. He said the nicest things while he was asking me questions. And when we got through, he even asked me for my autograph. And I was so thrilled that...
What's that?
My autograph. I gave him my autograph. That's where he got it.
You mean you signed the autograph, Jane, Amy?
Well, you can knock me down with a fender.
Oh, Jane, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Whatever does it make how she did it? She did it, that's enough. Wife of the local real estate man. Look at that. I knew I shouldn't have let her go into this thing in the first place.
I have to, dear.
Oh, but it all started out innocently enough.
Nothing she gets into is innocent.
Hello?
Well, you're not going to let her go on with it, are you?
Well, what do you think? Of course I'm not.
It's for you, dear.
For me? Who is it?
I don't know. Some man.
Oh, if that's that guy,
it is. No, it isn't. It's somebody else.
Oh, give me that. Yes? Yes, that's the way he plays. Well, isn't that too bad? Who told your wife to go there and take lessons? Well, don't get tough with me. Okay, you name the place. I'll be there.
You're
trying to
get hurt one of these days.
I'll finesse you. Is that so? Listen, I've got enough trouble here in my own home. You mix up your own troubles in your own way. What is this? Am I to blame for this whole mess?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, there goes the phone again.
Oh, no, what?
Daddy, somebody at the door.
Oh, the door. Excuse me, dear, I'll go. Oh, it might be one of those men.
Well, I hope so. You wait here. I'll go.
Well, take it easy, dear. But, dear, don't start anything.
I just hope it's one of those guys. That's it. Well, what do you want? Who are you? I'm Mr. Ace. You want to make anything of it?
No, I'm a detective.
Oh, you are. Well, come right in.
I want to see her. What is this?
Here I am, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, there you are, you wolf and sheep's clothing. How dare you publicize yourself in this fashion? You don't exist. I distinctly told you you were a non-entity created out of my mind, Mr. and Mrs. Everett Clare. A machine to be wound up by me to play bridge hands incorrectly. This is Average Player, that's all you are, and you betray me behind my back. You make me the laughing stock of the whole town. Me, as has won dozens of cups and has looked up to as an authority on the game. You suddenly turn on me and tear down my years of hard work. You Frankenstein.
I don't believe you met my husband.
You Frankenstein.
This is Mrs. Jackson, Mr. Frankenstein. Miss Ray.
How do you do? I'll sue you. You've ruined my years of spotless reputation.
And this is Miss Hale, Mr. Jackson.
How do you do? I'll sue you for every cent you've got. My solicitors will hear this in the morning.
How do you like that? He's gonna sue. How about me?
I'll sue you too.
Sue me? What for?
What for, my dear fellow? Have you read the evening paper?
Have I read it? Get a load of that.
I've read every horrible word of it. She says she's inaugurated a new method of playing bridge, and that I confident such a method. Never finesse it, leaving the first card on the right. She says I advocate the system. There it is in black and white. The pitch is to prove it. I'll sue you for this.
Well, I don't see what you can see me for.
Well, I sue what I can see you for. I can see you for plenty, Sue.
What?
You said what I heard me. I'll sue you. I'll sue. What am I saying? Don't try to be covered with issue.
I didn't be fussed.
You didn't be fussed.
No, wait a minute, Mr. Jackson.
Well, in the first place, you're hollering too much, and I don't see what you've got to holler coming.
You don't see what I've...
Hold it, Will. You're not me got a word in here.
Well, he...
Now, Mr. Jackson, you say that you feel that you've been belittled as a big bridge instructor. Is that it?
Belittled is not the word.
What is the word?
Well... Little
and you think it's mitigating form?
Of course it does, Holmes. All you have to do is read the evening paper. He was hired by me to play bridge hands incorrectly, as only he can. There was never any impression left that I was teaching my pupils to play her way.
I see, but the pupils did learn her way.
Yes, and now this paper has the authority.
Well, whose fault is it that your pupil started to play her way? It's not hers.
I don't care who says it is. All I know is that I've been made a laughing stock of in this town, and the entire bridge world.
Well, you go ahead and sue, and you'll find out how much more of a laughing stock you'll become. Wait till all the details come out in court. If I were you, I wouldn't want to get any more publicity than you've already gotten, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, no. You can't frighten me off, old man. I have my reputation to back me up. I can prove that I've always been considered one of the top notch instructors in the country.
Oh, you can't. Wait just a minute. I just happened to think of something. Didn't Mrs. H take some bridge lessons from you once? Well, didn't you tell me that, Jane?
Yes, he gave me some bridge lessons. Why?
I see. That's all you know about bridge. You're bad enough to be Mrs. Average Slayer. Well, Mr. Jackson, that doesn't speak very well for you, does it?
Well, I only gave her two lessons. I can't do this.
Yeah, just the same. It doesn't speak very well for your reputation. And if that's brought out in court, you'll get laughed right out of this country.
I just draw the truth.
That's more like it.
Well, now you're talking sense.
And that settles that.
Thank heaven that's over. Just a minute now. What's over?
Well, the whole thing's over. Mr. Jackson's forgetting about the whole thing.
Oh, no, he isn't. How about my contract?
Your what?
Jane, will you please?
I signed a contract for a whole year to get $40 a week. Oh, how about that?
I released you from it.
What does that mean?
Our association is with the men, Mr.
Well, how about my money?
What money?
That's over $2,000 a year.
Now, just a minute. Jane, will you forget about that silly contract?
Forget about it, I should say. Not I'll sue him.
Sue me?
I certainly will.
Jane, stop walking like that. You do no such thing.
Oh, sure, it's all right for you to say stop, Tommy. There's no skin off your teeth. But I'm not going to lose $2,000 just like that. I've got a contract that
yes.
says...
Where is it?
What?
Where's the contract?
Mrs. Jackson got it. Can't you, Mrs. Jackson?
You can't prove it.
Can't prove it, I certainly can. It's got my name on it.
Have you got a copy of it?
Copy? No, we only signed one, didn't I?
I'm sure I don't recall.
Don't recall? Now, just a minute.
Oh, you wait a minute, Jane. I wouldn't go into that if I were you. You just be thankful the whole thing's over. That's all you have to do.
I will not. I'll see my solicitor tomorrow.
Your solicitor? Now, look, Jane. If you're going to sue him, he's going to sue you.
I didn't do anything.
Not much. He's just about ruined his whole career, hasn't he, Mr. Jackson?
Of course you have. I'm a beaten man. I can't lift my head. I can look at this deck of the face.
Well, it's tough luck, old man. I mean, the idea you had was good. You bridge by the how not to play system. Of course, you couldn't see in advance that it was going to backfire on you. On the other hand, if you'd have asked my advice, I could have told you that anything Mrs. Ace is in on doesn't work out.
But it seems so foolproof.
Yes, I know.
Well, I suppose I'm not coming at all.
Oh, wait a minute. Can't you invite Mr. Jackson to dinner, Jane?
To dinner? Well, if he gives me my $2,000, I will.
I'm afraid that's too high. He'll just eat the regular meat plate, won't you, Mr. Jackson?
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Haley. I appreciate that. I do need a little company this evening. I'm suggestion.
Oh, of course you are. And we're sorry it turned out so badly.
Who else? You don't get
high. That's just
By the way, Mr. Jackson, I was just thinking if you're really serious about being through with this bed school of yours.
Of course I'm through. Finish. We'll take years to live this down. Oh, well. There's always a part of leaving.
Well, don't think you'd have to go that far. How about, I'll tell you what. Have you ever done anything else besides these bridge?
Anything else? How do you mean?
Well, I mean any work.
Work? My dear chap, I've always been a gentleman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking that there happens to be something in my line right now. You see, I'm in the real estate business. We have a lot of big apartment buildings we rent out, and it just happens that we need a smart-looking front man. You know, superintendent, you call them. A fellow that can meet people and look after the business there.
You mean to say that you want me, Willoughby Jackson, to become a superintendent?
Well,
I... A mean, looking after apartments, paying last names to tenants?
Well,
it's... Practically a domestic, you might say, in the real estate business?
Well, I'm sorry,
How much does it pay?
Oh, well, that's more like it. Suppose I come in here.
Mr. Jackson seems to be taken care of, and we look forward with interest to further adventures when next we meet the Easy Aces.